Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Mori Rabbi Shlita, Shadab Bracha Vatzlach Ruchma Seyadov, for Visokiyana Ben Chana, and Heramir Vaschana, Shadab Bracha Vatzlach Ruchma Seyadehem. The Gemara in Mesechus Bav Mitzia and Aftes Amid Beis quotes a Mishnah and Peya. And the Mishnah and Peya says that you can have an ani who needs peya, and someone else is malaket in his behalf. Misha liket is hapeya v'amar rezu l'ploni ani rabbelezer amazachalai v'chomro yithen el ani anem sarisha. If you someone gathered peya and he said, behold, this is for this and this poor man, Rabbelezer says he acquires it for the poor man, he can't give it to anybody else. L'chom say no, he should give it to the first available ani. Ula says in Rabbi Shimon ben Levi that the machlokes is a case where the peah collected by the rich man is collected for the sake of the poor man. May ashir la'ani. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that since he could be mafkir's nechasim, he could renounce ownership of his possessions, and he is an ani for whom peah is appropriate. So now too, while he is still in possession of his wealth, it's also regarded as appropriate for him. Since he can acquire it for himself, he can also acquire it for the sake of his fellow, for the poor man. So we have two migus. One migu is migu that he could be mafkir's nechasim and be an ani. And then once he could be mafkir's nechasim and be an ani, we say migu that since now he could be zoche l'nafshe, he could also be zoche on behalf of his friend. Since he could be zoche for himself, he could also be zoche on behalf of his friend. And the chum say, we say one migu but not two migus, so he can't be zoche on behalf of the ani. Rashi says that when this ashir is being malakit for the ani, it's not talking about the bala sadeh. It's only talking about a regular person. If it's the bala sadeh, then it doesn't help to have a migu that he could become a poor man. Because there's an isser involved. What's the isser? Lo salakit l'ani, l'hazir ani al shalot. It's in Chulin 131b that an ani is not allowed to take peya from his own field. So therefore it doesn't help that he becomes an ani to be mizoche on behalf of the ani. A different ani, because we don't allow an ani to be zoch in his own field. So there's no more migu zoch and nafshi zoch and am lechaver. Even on the tzad that he could become an ani, but that's not enough for us. Why not? Because he's still the bala sod, and the bala sod is not allowed to take from his field. So it's only talking about where a regular person, a non-owner of the field, is zoch on behalf of the ani, and he has the migu, the migu zoch and nafshi zoch and ami lechaveri. Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi asks Akasha and Rashi, brings the Kasha of the Mefarshim, that the Bala Sada does have a migu. What's his migu? The migu is he could be mafgir as nechasim, including this field, and then he wouldn't be the Bailam on the Sada anymore. So Rashi said there's a problem that he's the owner of the field, so the migu doesn't help him, because being an ani is not enough. He also has to not be the owner of the field. He's a migu that he can no longer be owner of the field. He also brings the And the kash of the Rash in Peya, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, there it says that if you have a stalk of leket, of Matnas Aniyim, that became mixed into the Gadish of the Balabayas, into his stack, so the Balabayas is allowed to be Zoche on behalf of the Ani. Rabbi Eliezer holds, as the Yerushalmi there explains, that the Balabayas may be Zoche on behalf of the Ani. So you told me, Rashi says, that the Balabais can't be Zoche on behalf of the Ani. Here you see that Rabbi Eliezer, the very self-same Rabbi Eliezer that we're talking about, who Rashi says the Balabais can't be Zoche for the Ani, here he says that the Balabais can be Zoche for the Ani, in this Shibolos HaLeket that became mixed in with the Gadish. So now this Leket is mixed in. So the Balabais is allowed to go, and Bizoche, he takes a stalk for the ani. We don't know which stalk it is, but he's allowed to take one stalk, and then bizochan, we don't know which one was mixed in, but he's allowed to take one stalk and give it to the ani, to whom who deserves it. But you see that the balasada is being zochan on behalf of the ani. Rashi says a balasada can't be zochan on behalf of the ani. Kasha and Rashi, and again this is all Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So the Grach gave a very interesting teretz. The Grach says that Rashi's holding, Rashi's learning, that a regular person only has one din. He has a din of gezel aniyim. When he's malakit for the ani, he has a din of gezel aniyim if he's not an ani himself. A bala sadu's malakit doesn't only have a din mominus of gezel aniyim, he also has a din iser. Lo salakit lo ani lo hazir ani al shalo, says in Chulin. Pasuk says, don't be malakit for the ani, meaning an ani himself. This lo salakit lo ani teaches us, the ani is not even malakit for himself if it's his field. So that's a din iser. There's a mominus, that if you're not an ani, you're not allowed to take. And then there's also iser, that if you're the owner of the field, there's an iser to take. Rashi holds that the migu is only effective to avoid the problem of mammon. Since he could be an ani, that's enough to say that it's not gezel aniyim if he takes it on behalf of the ani. Because he himself could be an ani. So you're right, an usher is not allowed to take, but since he could be an ani, that's enough to allow him to be zoche on behalf of the ani, because if migu is zoche l'nafshe, since he could be zoche for himself, he's also zoche for his friend. But the Baal HaSadeh, that doesn't help the migu, that he could be not Baal HaSadeh. So based on that, we have an answer to our kashas. The Rash asked, I look there in Peah, we see that a Baal HaSadeh is zoche. The answer is because there we're dealing with a case where the Isser is batal. Since the Isser is batal, Barov, this Shibolus Haleket, what was Misarev, is batal Barov, all we're left with is the problem of Mominus, that you're not allowed to be zoche for the Ani if you yourself are not an Ani. So for that, the Migu helps. I would say the Migu doesn't help for Isser, but in the case in Peah, there is no Isser because the Isser is already batal Barov. And we see this in Beitz Alamed Beis, that if there's a din of mammon, a din of iser, even though the mammon isn't batal, the iser is batal. And therefore the Baal HaSadeh is like a regular person. He only has the din of mammon. It also answers the first kasha. The Baal HaSadeh doesn't have the migu of, he could make this not his field, and he's not the Baal HaSadeh anymore, because the migu doesn't work for iser, being the Baal HaSadeh is iser. Lo salakit lani. So since the migu only works for the mammon, if you're the Baal HaSadeh, the migu doesn't work to make you not the Baal HaSadeh, which is iser. It's usher for the Baal HaSadeh to take. It's also gezel for any person who's an usher to take. For gezel, the migu that you could become poor, that's effective. The only thing is, the grach leaves us wondering, what's the difference between the mammon and the iser? Why is iser different than mammon? And on mammon we say the migu works, and in iser we say the migu doesn't work. So Agona Godol, Rabbi Abba Berman, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, in his Shiurei Iyuna Talmud and Bav Metzia, Shiur Lamed Gimel, explains Reb Chaim as follows. That this gather of Iboy Mafkir Nichsei, if he wants to be Mafkir as Nechatzim, is like we find in Kedushin Samach Bezam at Aleph, Gabi Davish Lo Balolam. If it's Biyado, then it's not considered. If you can bring it into the world, then it's not considered Davish Lo Balolam, it's Lavka Mechusir Maisa Dami. Because Linyan Asiyas HaMaisa, that you could, if you could do something to bring something into effect now, you don't have to actually do it. You can have dinim now as if you had already done this Maisa, and you can already have it's as if you did the Maisa. So the potential gives you the status of already having done the Maisa. So if it's Dabar Shalom Balaolam, if it's Biyado, then it's not Kimachusar Maisa. It's not that it's lacking the Maisa, because it's still lo bala olam. But if it's biyado, if it's in your hands, it's within your power to bring it into the world, so that's enough to mean that it's not lo bala olam. Here too, in the case of Peah, in the case of Migu, that he could be an ani, if you want to do a maisa zechiyah, since it's biyado to become an ani, you can already do a maisa zechiyah for the aniim. Because kol shebiyado is not considered mechusar maisa. Just having the potential of an ani already gives him the status of an ani. And once he has the status of an ani, now he can be zocha for other aniim. So that's pshat in the migu. Since he could become an ani because it's biyado. And anything that's biyado, it's not considered kimachusar maisa, it's not lacking a maisa. He could do it. So here he could be an ani, thus his ginek. So based on this, it would seem that the migu works of Iba'im Afkir Nichse, he could renounce ownership of his property, is only because there's no din that being an Ashir does not allow, disallow somebody from being Zoche in Matnas Aniyim. An Ashir is allowed to be Zoche in Matnas Aniyim, provided that he's also an Ani. If he's just an Ashir, it's no good. But if he's also an Ani, that's fine. Because it's not a din b'chiyuv that an Ashir is Aser, is not allowed to take Matnas Aniyim. It's a din b'shlila. It's the fact that he's not an Ani. If he could be an Ani, that's enough. So if he's both an Ani and an Ashir, that's fine for us, because the Ashir doesn't bother us. What bothers us is that he's not an Ani. The moment we say that he could be an Ani, that's enough to allow him to be Zoche Matnas Aniyim. We can marshal proof of this idea from the Mishnah Peah, Perakeh Mishnah Dalet, that if you have an Ashir, Mamish is a Swiss bank account, he has $80 million. He's over Mimokum Lamokum, but if you hear Pashit, he has no money with him, he has nothing to eat. So he's allowed to take Matnas Aniyim, Kedeachi Lasa, because he's like an Ani Ba'isisha. In other words, he can take two meals during the week and three meals for Shabbos, like we see in Perakeh Mishnah Zayin. Now this Ani is also an Ashir. If he weren't considered an Ashir, he'd be able to take even 1,000 dinrim. What do you mean only two meals? The answer is because he can only take two meals because he's an Ashir. Why then can he take Matnas Aniyim? Because he's also an Ani. So you see, you can be an Ani and Ashir at the same time. Being an Ashir doesn't preclude somebody from taking Matnas Aniyim, as long as he's also an Ani. So this person is a chefs of an Ashir, but since Boitz Yishai is an Ani, he's allowed to take the two meals. So if you say that being an Ashir is a Maniyah B'chiyuv, it's an active prevention, so that doesn't help us that now he's also an Ani, because he's also an Ashir. But if you say that the problem is that he's not an Ani, that's what bothers us, that's what prevents him from taking the Matnas Aniyim. Here he is an Ani. So this migu that Ibai Mafgir Lenichsei, because he could become an Ani, that means that now he's considered an Ani. Right now he's also an Ashir. That doesn't bother us, because he's also an Ani. It's not a din b'chiyuv that being an Ashir prevents him from taking Matnas Aniyim. It's that he's not an Ani. The Ibai, the migu that he could be Mafgir as Nechassin, turns him into an Ani. Also an Ani. And that allows him to be Zoche Matnas Aniyim for a different Ani. Migu Dibai, Mafkir Nichse, and then Migu Zachel Nafshe, Zachinami Lechavre. So, based on this, we can explain very beautifully what the Grach means. That only on the Din Mamun of Gezel Anim, the Migu of Yibai Mafkir Nichse helps, but not on the Isser. Why? Because the Isser is that he's a Baal Sadeh. The fact that he could also be not the Baal Sadeh and be Mafkir the Sadeh doesn't help us. Because it's an isser that the Baal HaSada should take from the should be Zoche on behalf of the Anim. He's not allowed to take from the Matnas Anim. You're going to tell me that he could also be a non-Baal HaSada at the same time? Yeah, but that's not enough, because there's a Meniya B'chiyuv, there's an isser that the Baal HaSada is not allowed to take from the field, and sof he is the Baal HaSada. Even if Migu that he could be not the Baal HaSada, he still is the Baal HaSada. So say we have a Migu, he's the Baal HaSada, he's not the Baal HaSada. Okay, but the fact that he is a Baal HaSada means that he can't take from the field, and therefore there's no migu that he can be mafkir the field, and it's not his anymore, because since right now it is his, so say it is his and it's not his, but it's that is an isser for someone who owns a field to take the Matnas Aniyim. So that's all in the world of isser, where there's an active isser, the migu doesn't help us, so you also have a different status. It's not enough. Buy food and I'm eating the food and I say it's half kosher and half not kosher. The fact that it's kosher, is that going to allow me to eat it? No. There's also an isser on the non-kosher. What does it mean that it's half kosher? So he's half kosher. He's also not the owner of the field. Okay? But he is the owner of the field. So the fact that he's owned the field is a maniyah. That's it. He can't be zocha for the aniyim. But in Mamanis, what prevents an Adam Be'alma, who's an Ashir, from taking from the field is that he's not an Ani. But the fact that he could be an Ani is enough to allow him to take from the field for someone else. Right now he's also an Ashir. Okay? It doesn't bother us that he's an Ashir. It only bothers us that he's not an Ani. But this person is an Ani. Migu gives him the status of Ani, so he's Ani and Ashir at the same time. That's enough mitzad the moment. But mitzad the Yisr, it doesn't help that he's also not the owner of the field, because he also is the owner of the field. So for Rens for Shitas Rashi, we asked on Rashi, just like he is, why does only an Adam Balma, why does only a stump person allow to be Zoch over the Aniyim? why can the Baal HaSedor also be zochah with the same migu? Migu that he could be mafkir or his nechassim, including his field, he could also be zochah for the ani. The answer is, yes, he has a migu that he could be mafkir or his nechassim, and including this field, but this field at the present time still belongs to him. Since it still belongs to him, so he's also the owner of the field. There's an iser for the owner of the field to be zochah on behalf of the aniyim. But in Adam Ba'alma, he doesn't have the iser, he only has the mammon. So for the mammon, he's also considered an ani, because he could be mafkir as nechassim. And for instance, the kasha from the Yerushalmi Oichet, in the Yerushalmi it says that the Baal HaSada can be zochah. Why can the Baal HaSada be zochah in the leket that was mixed into the Kaddish and be zochah, a random leket for the ani? The answer is, like what Chaim says, that the iser is batel barov. Since the iser is batel barov, there's no more iser involved for the Baal HaSada to take, because this is already batel. All we're left with is the mominous problem that it's gezel aniyim to take from the whole Kaddish. You have to leave a shibolus for the ani. So if he takes this shibolus himself, then he's an asher, he's taking it, he's not giving it to the ani. The answer is he could be zochah for the ani because of a migu that he could be poor. So while it's Baal HaSada, it doesn't bother us anymore because the iser is batel. The only issue now is that he's not an ani. But migu that he could be an ani. That's why Rabbi Eliezer holds in the Yerushalmi that the ani can be zochah in the lekach and the sarva begadish on behalf of the ani. There's a very, very beautiful tifa mahalach of Rabbi Abba Berman and Rabbi Chaim together. We should all be zochah lilmod with the lamid lishma velasos. Well, the kaim is called divrei salam teresa. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.